let's talk about some of the issues. Obviously, the big one now is school finance. We just had a special session on that. Mm-hmm. What's your assessment of what happened? What do you think still needs to be done, and what needs to be undone?
Well, what my assessment is that I don't really consider what happened leadership. And frankly, on both sides. I mean, I felt that it became so partisan that people just weren't listening. But I mean, it wasn't leadership. You know, it was the fact that we had to make a decision by May 15th. If you didn't make that decision, the Supreme Court was going to take it out of your hands. That's not stepping up to the plate. That's being forced to make a decision. That said, I think that what ultimately came out may have been the best thing that could have come out under the circumstances. It's not the best thing in terms of where we need to be. And it's probably going to be something that we will be facing in the next turn, in the next session, as school districts raise their taxes. We're going to find out that we're going to be in the same quagmire we were in now, in my opinion. So I don't really think, and without going into a lot of details, I mean, I think that Scott Hochberg had a plan, and I'm sure you can talk with him, that, you know, was more appealing, that gave a bigger break to individuals and less to large businesses, that would have done a lot more.
Do you believe, I mean, one of the provisions of the laws that were passed in the special session was that, you know, all future revenue up to a point of the new business tax must be devoted to reducing property taxes. Mm-hmm. Do you believe, first of all, that Governor Perry's claim that the business, you know, the new business tax will generate sufficient revenue, and not have a shortfall as the Legislative Budget Board has said it would? And do you believe that this is an appropriate use of that revenue?
Well, I agree with the Legislative Board. I mean, I think that there will be. I don't think we're going to be able to raise enough money. And secondly, I think that the money should be addressed towards education more than, you know, than the way Perry has it going. So, no, I don't agree with his position on either points.
Do you believe?
But it's where we are. I mean, that's what happened.
Okay, well, it's where we are, so we obviously have to go someplace.
That's
from
right.
There. Where do you see it going from here? What would you work for it? What would you work for in the 2007 session?
Well, I think, as I say, I think the plan that impressed me the most was the one that Scott Hochberg has put forward. And it impressed a few Republicans, too. As you may know, there were, I think, 14 of them that came over to his position. Two of those 14 aren't running again. The other 12 are being targeted by the far right because they did come over to Scott's plan. And it's an issue that talks about giving reductions to individuals for their property values and not, you know, doing it so that the big companies are getting a break. And I think that we have to have a greater share amongst businesses in terms of the kind of monies that we're going to put into things. There's no question about it. Otherwise, we're not going to have the funds necessary, and school taxes will go up, and we'll be just back to where we are. Again, I mean, you know, you're asking me a question based on my knowledge from what I learn from people and the advisors that I go to. But as an elected official, I will have much greater access to the issues that make up a decision. You know, I can say things, but I have to be able to. The Women's Center is a $5.5 million organization. So, you know, it's easy. I understand fiscal responsibility. I mean, when we get a bill now that says that our health insurance is going to go up for 120 staff, I have to sit back and say, well, do we pay that and cut services to children, or what do we do? So I understand that. When I talk about the legislature, I have to understand the nuances. I really have to be able to get my hands around it. Because from what I've read and from the people I've talked to, we are going to be in the same position. What the solution is, people like Scott are far wiser than I because they have been there far longer and they understand it. And I'll look to him and others, and Republicans as well, to get the kind of decisions, say, look, we can't go through this again. We can't go through this again.